Deep currents collide with these islands, forcing small but vital amounts of nutrients up from the depths. At 50 meters deep, sea fans are amongst the first to benefit. Closer to the surface, corals have sunlight to help them grow. And thanks to the smallest trickle of nutrients, a barren desert can bloom into an underwater oasis, supporting a greater variety of life than any other ocean habitat. These coral reefs are a magnet for green turtles, offering a service not available in the open ocean, a good cleanup by a shoal of tangs. This workover is far from cosmetic. As well as removing parasites, the cleaning stops the buildup of algae so the turtle can swim freely. But it's also got to feel good. These turtles navigate their way across 1,000 miles of featureless ocean to reach these tiny, isolated islands. Perhaps they use their supercharged sense of smell to detect the traces of land in the ocean currents. Or maybe, like the seabirds, they too have an internal magnetic compass. But however they do it, when they're ready to nest, females return to the very same beach on which they were born. Just as she arrives, others are preparing to leave. These 7-month-old black-footed albatross chicks have recently been abandoned by their parents, and now, driven by hunger, it's their time to get airborne. Unfortunately, with space at a premium, there is little room for maneuver, and they must make their maiden flights over water. This is no place for a paddle. Tiger sharks. A dozen sharks, each over 3 meters long, have crossed hundreds of miles of ocean to attend this annual feast. Uncannily, these fearsome predators often arrive on the same day as the first chicks take to the air.